All right, let's, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let's begin with a pledge of allegiance and I'll offer a prayer. We'll go to that point.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all.
Thank you. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this day. We're grateful for this valley and our homes here and the opportunity we have to enjoy this part of our beautiful state and country. We're grateful for our rights and freedoms, the ability to cast votes and pray for a smooth transition of power in the country and for peace around us. We're grateful for the opportunity to convene today and talk about water issues.
Yeah.
We pray that thy spirit will attend us, that we'll be wise and smart and and kind. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
All right, let's do a roll call. Let's do the room first, starting with Larry.
Larry Bagshaw present.
Corey Ellsworth present.
George Gorkowski present.
Sharon Hillman present.
Okay, let's... Victor?
Victor Tayo present.
Brett?
Brett Pruitt present.
Okay, we have six of our seven. I think Roger will join us later. So we have a quorum.
Steve Wien is here by phone.
Steve Wien is on the phone. Oh, with you on the phone. Yeah. Got it. Okay, our next item is to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the October 24th regular meeting.
So moved.
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That's approved. Now the November 19th special session.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? All right, those are approved. Going to jump right into reports to the board, starting with Mr. Paul Hendricks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board. Pleasure to be here. So here we are in December, and we're approaching the conclusion of some of the main projects. On the White Oak Cedar Meadows project, as you recall, we did an addition onto that project to add some more water line replacement. They've got the majority of that in. They expect to have the last section of that additional water line installed on the 9th, so coming up. Next week on the 11th, they expect to fill the new line and do the disinfection and get the do the testing to be sure the water is safe. And then at that point, they'll start tying over service lines to the main line. Portals 1 and 2, that project's coming along well. And technically, it's scheduled to finish up tomorrow. Probably won't be tomorrow, but it'll be directly. They've got the lines in, pressure testing. They're completing service lines. People in that area are probably happy to see that all the paving has been done. And we're working on punch list items with the contractor. So far, everything's going very well with this contractor and working closely with the district staff. SV3, the new deep well. As you know, Summit Construction is the company, and we've been doing some value engineering with them, trying to have a more economical approach to the project. And ADQ's approved the permits for us to go ahead from their standpoint, waiting some other issues to be cleared before we do any active work on the site. USDA construction loan processing distributions, Sunrise Engineering with their inspection services, all of that is ongoing. We have construction meeting every couple of weeks and have an engineering meeting every week to deal with any open issues. The district staff is well involved in that as well. District continues to work on a number of important projects, and our company works with the entire project team out on the sites looking at things and addressing any issues that come up. So far, really good, and we're getting to the point where we'll be wrapping up some of these projects.
Thank you. Any questions for Paul from the board, from Steve? Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's move to the field operations report. Steve Bowen.
Well, there's not going to be much, considering we've only had a couple of weeks since our last meeting. So I really don't have, other than the fact that we released 5 more meters, puts us up to 70. And we're working on that now. As far as leaks go, yes, we've had a few already. But I fully intend on the January meeting to tell you what we lost in December. Bids on the back of Corey asked about it. We did put it out to bid. Bids were due 11/22. We awarded it by 4:30. And we have received payment. It hasn't completely cleared, but as of tomorrow, it will. And we were very happy with the results of that auction. Bid. Okay.
We've never really quite done it like that, have we? Done our own auction?
Well, yeah, we did. We did with one of our trucks.
It's good. It worked.
Yeah, it works. It works pretty well, actually. People up and down Hardscrabble seem to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
We had our second Pine Cove meeting, which is a development that we're going to be starting 2 developments down south of here. What we've been doing, Christy and I and Kyle have been meeting with, we've been putting out flyers and meeting with the community and updating them as far as who got the job, how long the duration is going to be, answering any questions. We're kind of showing them some of the materials here of what we're using on the project. It turned out to be a great success. They loved it, had more come back, and then we'll do another one once we figure out timelines and start date. And it'll be important for them. But right now, we think, Sharon, correct me if I'm wrong, but we think we're going to be starting after Christmas.
First of the year.
Yeah, which makes them very happy. I don't know if you guys have noticed it. The ADOT Randall Water Meter Project is complete. It looks great. We did the shoulder on the side of the road that goes up from where the Lavender Farm is, up past the LDS Church, and then put 3 meters in there. But we had quite a long ways, about 560 feet of ADOT spec pavement. But we got it done. The only other thing I have on here is the last one I said, I kind of jumped ahead. Due to the proximity of the last meeting, I have no reports on water leaks at this time.
Okay. Awesome. Any questions or comments on Steve? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Let's move to the treasurer's report. Sorry.
The treasurer's report will be posted to the website tomorrow or at least sometime this weekend. We're doing really well this year. It's been a very good year for getting projects completed, getting a lot of updates done to the system internally as well as with federal and state funding. So that's really positive for us. We've been it's just been a real stable year so far this first 5 months of the year. I guess it's 5 months. Yeah, 4 months. And I have one other item that I want to talk about. I didn't get it in time to put it on the agenda, but the grant funds that we got for doing the Pine Cove project, our bid from the contractor came in for that project way less than what we had anticipated it to be. So we're going to be able to do one of the other projects we had on that grant application, which is called the Cemetery Road over here by the gas station off of 87. The road is in really bad shape. There's black sewer pipe over there. Again, so this is the engineering proposal for that project to get the engineer started on it. They walked the project. He started everything, and the cost for the engineering portion is going to be $22,000. We hope to get the engineering done by mid-January so we can go out to bid in January and possibly start this project in February.
Yeah, or later.
Earlier. And it's not over the amount authorized for the chairman to sign. So I just want to bring to everybody's attention that we're going to accept this proposal and have the chairman sign it so the engineer can continue working on getting this done.
Super.
That's the extent of my report.
I usually take time to go through the financials before we meet. So just one question, because I didn't take time this time.
Okay.
The property tax levy year-to-date this year versus last year, is that lumpy? Does it come in when it comes in?
Yes, it does, and there will be a lot coming in November. I think it's due October 1st and late November. So this is only through October that we have, so it will all show up in November.
Great. Any questions for Sharon on the treasurer's report? Thank you. All right, secretary's report, Larry.
I'd just like to thank the community for allowing me to serve for the past 10 years.
Thank you, Larry.
10 years.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, I'll speak to that too when we reach the end of that. 10 years?
Wow.
I guess I hadn't realized it was that long too. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Very much so. Vice Chairman's report, George.
I updated the graph. I'm not seeing any significant growth in water consumption. However, we realize we're releasing 70 meters. What's the percentage of them that are really being fully utilized yet? Probably not a lot.
No.
So it's got something we're going to have to mark, take a good look at going forward, especially with all the new projects that are listed on the bottom, that we have to be able to think one step ahead on this water consumption. I think everybody is, and I think it's great. And I, too, would like to thank the fellow board members I worked with. You're always very professional. We did a lot of good things, and it was my pleasure to be able to work with these guys. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Thank you, George. Like I said, I'll come back to that topic in just a moment, too. District Attorney's report, Steve Ween.
Mr. Chair, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Obviously, I'm going to set aside the litigation regarding the deep well. That's another affirmative handling that. And from my perspective, things have been very quiet. There have been just a few, what I would call minor issues that get to be dealt with. One of them is a billing dispute. Another one is a hookup for a meter. One of the person that's requesting the meter is seeking to pay less than what is on our tariff rates. That's an issue to talk about today, but we may put it on the agenda for the next month and get a final decision on that by the board. Otherwise, it's been very quiet, just, you know, minor things. We've looked at the grants, and I'm going to just say for the record that the amounts of grant funding that this district has received is extraordinary. Appreciate the people that work on that, because you know, it's one thing to say, we want to fix the system, blah, blah, blah. It's another thing to go get millions and millions of grant dollars and low interest loans to get these subsidized to be pulled up. It's very unusual, I'll put it that way. People and entities usually don't have a follow through to make that happen. So it's good that you guys are doing it. It's really going to benefit this community for the long term. Other than that, that's my report.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For a chairman's report, I just wanted to go back to the topic of change. First of all, talking about our group that will be leaving us at the end of the calendar year. Larry Bagshaw's 10 years on board. George, for his great leadership, and by the way, secretary, among other things. George, for his leadership on this water consumption, and also treasurer as well, right?
Well, she did most of that.
Yeah, but in the past, you've worn a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Victor Tayo is online and has been really helpful, thought leader on trying to ensure we communicate well and asking the right questions and
and FAQs and things like that. You can never quite find the right words, but we deeply, deeply appreciate the time and effort and service. You know better than anybody, it's thankless, except for knowing that you've contributed to the communities. So thank you. And everyone knows that in the meantime, there has been an election. I was honored to be one of those four elected to fill the seats, and we're lucky to have Beth Pearson and Teresa Hauswinkel and David Diggs in the room, who will take their will be sworn in our January 7th meeting. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But it's good and interesting to watch change happen, and I express deep appreciation for those who served and deep appreciation for those who put their name in the hat and will serve going forward. And I know, and it's true for the others, look forward to creating this new board in 2025 and moving forward. So thank you. Before I get mushy, y'all, I'll move on.
I brought cleaners.
All right, there you go. Do we have any public comment requests? Thank you. Okay. Let's move to section 8, the regarding business. Item 1 is discussion regarding canceling the December 26th meeting. I think you said we dealt with that already.
We already did that.
Yeah, we don't want to meet on Boxing Day, as the Brits call it, right? We're not doing that. Discussion regarding the election of board members, expiring terms, and start of new member terms sworn in during the special meeting. I can take that one, right?
Yes, yours.
Yep. So this is the written document that we have in our notes. The 2024 election was held on November 5th. Four members of the board of directors were elected to replace the four existing board members whose terms are ending December 31st, 2024. The election results were certified by the Board of Supervisors at their meeting held on November 19th and submitted to the Arizona Secretary of State. Candidates will receive certificates from the Board of Supervisors confirming their elections to the Board of Directors. That's not happened yet, right?
Have you gotten one?
No.
Yeah, it takes a few, 2 or 3 weeks after their meeting to get them out.
Okay. The terms begin January 1st, 2025 for 4 years, which is 2025, 6, 7, and 8. In the first scheduled meeting of the year, which we're moving the date a little bit to a Tuesday, January 7th, 2025, all the new board members will be sworn into office. The meeting will be called to order with all seven board members present. The election of officers for the calendar year 2025 will be the first order of business. Nominations will be submitted, and the chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer will be elected by the board. After that's done in that meeting, once everyone's sworn in, we have officers. Steve Ween, who's our district attorney, who's on the phone, will conduct Arizona open meeting laws training so that we're all on the same page. I think some of this has been done in social media, but I just wanted to clarify one thing. We have a 5-page document, the bylaws that were created by the county way back in 97, I believe. Steve Ween, who's with us, has complained about our bylaws and talked about maybe a need to do something about that, but they are woefully incomplete, 5 pages. What it says is that the officers are to be elected in the first meeting after the election. It doesn't say when new members are to be placed in the board. And it does, the bylaws don't, but in separate documents it says that our outgoing board members serve through the December 31st. If you triangulate all that, then you might come to the conclusion that we should elect officers with the old board, which makes no sense. So we're pushing that to January so that the new core of officers is elected by the new board. And so that was not clear, and even in the bylaws it was a little murky. We did that, made those decisions in consultation with our lawyer. So that's what we're doing.
Mr. Chair, may I
speak to that for just a minute?
Please.
Steve Wayne here. The reality of it is, and it was characterized well by you, Mr. Chairman, is that political subdivisions, districts like this, usually don't have bylaws. Bylaws are for private corporations. Okay? We have statutes that we have to follow. And it doesn't matter what a bylaw says, if we have a statute, that is the primary ruling, primary authority that we do follow. And there's so many times that these bylaws are inconsistent with the statutes. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And so many times you're following normal procedures as a district, and your bylaws say something different. So it just creates this big problem. Now, that doesn't mean we can't have rules and policies. I like those, as long as they're tailored to fit under the statutes. The problem with these bylaws, A, they're not really tailored to fit under the statutes and work in tandem with them, and B, you know, you shouldn't have bylaws in the first place. So, I've said it before, I'll say it again, we should, you know, probably not have those bylaws, and if you want to adopt some rules and policies, those are great, but that's my two cents, and you are correct that the way we read this is to make sure that the new board gets to nominate and put in the officers that are going to move forward and have those positions for the next year, not to be chosen by the old board, but chosen by the new board. That just makes all the sense in the world to me. So I think that's how we're going to proceed.
And to allow the old members to finish out their term.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to item number three, discussion regarding the EPA and ADEQ requirements regarding lead and copper legislation. Sharon.
Yeah, you're all aware because you got a letter stating that the, and this is nationwide, it's EPA and every state organization, ours is ADEQ, that are mandating that these residents be inspected. So the results of the survey on the waterline connections was completed, and we know now which properties within the district need to be inspected for compliance with the mandates. The district is required to have inspections done on the public and private service lines for confirmation that no lead or copper is contained in the connections on either side. The district will be securing funding from WIFA to hire a contractor to complete the inspections over the next 3 years. It's mandated to be done within the next 36 months. There's no recommendation here. I just wanted everyone to see that we're following what is mandated by the EPA and ADEQ for water districts all over the country. And it all started in Flint, Michigan. So I live 35 miles from Flint, Michigan. So
it's your fault.
It's my fault. I lived in a town that was smart about their water.
Didn't have that issue.
Yeah. Comes from the big lakes. So.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of a nuisance, but we get it. Item number four is regarding WIF application for funding for these compliance requests. Sharon.
Okay, and a lot of this is the same information. So the district will be securing funding and to pay for these inspections. Because the project is for compliance with EPA and ADEQ, WIFA has indicated they have higher amounts of forgivable principal. Forgivable principal is an amount that is determined you don't have to pay WIFA back for when you get a loan with them for these mandated items. They do it like our $8 million loan that we got with WIFA in 2018. We only got $500,000 forgivable principal. We're only asking to get $800,000 because we have a contract given to us that's a City of Prescott contract with metering services. Metering services is doing those services as well as meter replacements and stuff for Prescott. As public entities and then government contracts, we can piggyback on their contract without having to go out to bid to get our own contract for these services. So that's why I came up with the $800,000 is a little higher than what I calculated, but I'd rather be on the safe side. And right now, I want to make a motion for the application to WIPA in the amount of $800,000 to secure funding for the lead and copper mandated inspections of public and private service lines within the district, and authorize the treasurer to submit the application to begin the funding process. Right now, it's just a preliminary application, which has to be approved by the board to even go any further.
Let me just ask a question or two follow on.
Yeah.
On the previous item, same issue, but we talked about, we know which properties within the district need to be inspected.
Yes.
Do you know off the top of your head what percentage or how many of those or whatever it was?
What we have is they surveyed 3,000, it's on the back here.
Oh, sorry.
They surveyed 3,237 connections. The public side, which is our side, is 2,127, and the private side is 2,257. So there's only a little more on the private side than on the public side. So we're assuming 2,257 is our maximum we're going to have to inspect.
So that's why that number gets so big.
Yes, that's why the number gets big.
2,200 things have to be inspected.
Yes, mm-hmm. On both sides. And what they do is they come out, they dig down to the meter, they inspect both sides, they do a complete report, because those reports then, if you read some of these next steps, all of this goes into the state, and then all of these documents will have to go into the state to support all these connections for us to get clearance.
I was just doing math, right? If it's 2,200, let's just say that's 800 a year, if you did it over 3 years, that's...
we're gonna need help.
That's four a day by whoever's inspecting, yeah. Right? If you did 200 days, wow.
The timeline that we have...
Sorry.
You can't ask questions.
I'm gonna ask a question, a simple one. When it comes to this inspection with the meter, I realize the service side is your guys' responsibility, the receiving side is ours. So if they find lead on our side, are we being asked or forced to repair at our cost?
I don't know that for sure, but I would guess it would be if it's on your side.
Yeah.
We have a timeline. The earliest they could start on this project would be March, April.
Okay. Wow. All right, so you made a motion.
I'm
hoping it's not to the 800,000, but if we approve that, then at least we can get the applications going, right?
Yes, yeah.
I second the motion.
All those in favor of approving the application to WIFA in the amount of 800,000, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, let's move forward. Is anyone challenging this across the country? I would think that.
I don't think you can.
Pretty much how much you can do about it.
Wow.
It's mandated.
Federally mandated.
We were lucky that EPA gave ADEQ enough money for them to do surveys on all these small water companies, because it probably would have cost, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand dollars just to have the survey done.
Wow. Thank you. Item number 9 is identifying items for the next scheduled Board of Directors meeting. We talked about, in my note, right, about the election of officers, swearing in of officers, swearing in of board, election of officers, in training. As you're finishing that out, but you won't be on the board of that meeting, could we trouble you to prepare those documents for us? Since we won't have a secretary walking into that meeting?
What documents?
Just this.
Agenda,
oh,
yes.
Okay. No.
Thank you. Can you do more work? How's that for us? anything else? We obviously have time in between, but anything else we need to raise for the next meeting?
Not at this time.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn this last meeting for these three gentlemen?
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. That's not a nay vote. So we are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you. And have a wonderful holiday and
Thank
Christmas.
You.
And.